We're joined now by Asra Nomani. She's a professor of journalism at Georgetown University and author of Standing Alone in Mecca, An American Woman's Struggle for the Soul of Islam. We're also joined by Mona El-Tawahi. Pardon me. She's a columnist on Arab and Muslim issues. She's written for several papers, including El-Tawahi. Pardon me. Written for several papers, the Cairo-based Al-Masri Al-Yuhun and the International Herald Tribune. They join us now. Asra, let me ask you, have you been taking a look at the Arabic press? We've seen a lot of positive reaction, people happy for the nuanced approach that the president took in his speech. Aside from just utter joy, what nuances are you seeing in reaction?
Well, I surveyed the blogs, the comment boards, and newspapers from the Arab world to Pakistan, and what I'm hearing is that folks are open. People are open to the message that Obama had. One of the comments that I read, picked up on one blog, was, "It's our duty to go halfway and embrace this positive gesture." Another one said, "You know, it takes two hands to clap." And so there's a responsibility that it seems that Muslims are willing to accept with this gesture. In Pakistan, there was an interesting editorial that said, the Muslim world should now talk to President Obama.
Now, Mona, you've been reading Arabic papers and Arabic press as well, and following reactions on Twitter and Facebook and getting some reaction from the public?
Yeah, I just right as you were leading the intro into the show, I just got an email from someone who actually attended the president's speech at Cairo University, because I myself wrote an op-ed today criticizing him for not getting into or talking about democracy more. And this woman wrote to me, and she said, if I can quote very quickly, she said, "I was in the audience yesterday feeling the same tugs you were talking about." But she said, "I do think on balance that he went just about as far as someone of his temperament with so many other audiences beyond simply Egypt could have done. The applause and cheers were electric when he began speaking about democracy, corruption, and the right to choose one's leaders. It was not lost on the men in the front row, believe me." And those men in the front row included President Hosni Mubarak's son, Gamal Mubarak, who's widely expected to succeed his father. So, I mean, the reaction is balanced and cautious. But there are some others who've gone out and said that he sounded like the Muslim Brotherhood. For example, a very famous blogger in Egypt called Wa'il Abbas, who was exposed to torture, police torture especially, said, you know, he kept quoting the Quran and not addressing reason but addressing emotions. And he said that to him made Obama sound like the Muslim Brotherhood, the biggest political Islamic group in Egypt.
Okay, well, Asra, I want to ask you, because in speeches like this, in any political situation, whether it's here in America or in the Middle East, it's quite easy to appeal to the broad center. And the majority of the Muslim world, just like the majority of this country, is probably moderate. So you're going to get positive reactions to a speech that's geared towards them. But what about maybe the liberal or conservative fringes in the Arab world, maybe people more closely associated with Hamas or more people more closely associated with liberal movements? What are we hearing from people who might not be in the moderate majority?
Well, interestingly, you know, Yvonne Ridley is a British journalist who converted to Islam after she was held by the Taliban after the bombing started in September 11th. And, so she's Western, but she practices a very conservative brand of Islam. And she called Obama a political Houdini. Mm-hmm. She criticized him as having too much soundbite and too little substance. Mm-hmm. But interestingly, on this one website called MuslimMatters.com, very popular among very conservative Muslim youth, there was a real conversation going on where there were the skeptics and the cynics, but there were the other kids who were pushing back and saying, look, we've got a duty to try. Are we content with, as one young man said, are we content when we are called towel heads and ninjas? We have to try to move forward and accept this invitation. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the op-ed that I wrote today is for this new religion website called Patheos.com, and I ended up quoting from Jerry Maguire's inspiration and said that he had me at hello, basically, when he said assalamu alaikum. And I think that sentiment, while it is emotional, it does touch the hearts of a community that feels very aggrieved and very ignored.
And Barack Obama started off with high popularity in the Muslim world, so he's taking advantage of it every step of the way. Asra Nomani, I want to thank you for joining us. Mona El-Tawahi, Arab columnist and journalist for the Jerusalem Report and International Herald Tribune, giving us some reaction to President Barack Obama's speech in Cairo yesterday from the Arab world and from the Arab Internet. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.